Here following the Dutchy Awards, talking with our athlete who won Moment of the Year and was a part of the Team of the Year. And we also have our Male Athlete of the Year and Male Record-Breaking Performance of the Year. We'll start with our female athlete, Riley Duncan. Riley, to be able to take home two Dutchies this year, what did that mean to you, especially coming off of a very successful freshman campaign with the Dutch softball program?
I'm very honored to come home with these two awards, and especially one thing that's important is I wouldn't have been able to do it without my coaches and teammates. So that all the hard work that we've put in and being pushed every single day is what helped us get these awards today.
And before we jump over to talk to Josh, I got to talk to you because you are just down the road now, and I know it was quite the journey that led you to Central as well, but overall, just be able to contribute in this way and be able to provide the Moment of the Year in the Super Regionals, knocking off number one in the country, just how much greater does that make things like that, knowing that it wasn't necessarily the straightest path just down the road from Bussey to Twin Cedar, or from Twin Cedars to Central College?
Yeah, I'm definitely honored to play for Central, and after everything that I went through to get here, I'm super honored to be here and so grateful that I chose Central, because the community of Central and just everyone here, not only my professors but coaches on the field and teammates, have just made this extremely incredibly awesome.
And now over to Josh here. Josh, two awards, second year in a row that we're talking two awards here, record-breaking performance. Let's start with that one. Obviously, many records that could be recognized there, career points, single game points, field goals, things of that nature. To be recognized for that award specifically, what does it mean to you to be able to represent not just yourself in that one, but also the teammates who helped you accomplish some of those goals as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor to, I mean, it really shows off all the work we've put in over the years. And, I mean, the time here is everything I could have asked for. Like, the guys that are around me and coaches and teammates, I mean, they've made this so much fun, and I've just enjoyed every bit of it.
And now let's talk Male Athlete of the Year, because it does kind of speak a little bit more to the individual side of things. I know you're a big team person as well, but obviously that Male Athlete kind of helps highlight the success you're able to have based off of what your teammates were to help you accomplish. Second year in a row to win that one. Just speak to what it means that the committee looked at you for the second year in a row, especially as a fifth-year senior this year, and decided that you were worthy of that back-to-back winning of the Male Athlete of the Year award.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. It shows that, like, hard work pays off. I put in a lot of extra work in, did some extra work this offseason, given it was, like, my last year. So it's pretty rewarding to see that all pay off, and fun way to end my career here at Central.
And, again, we're talking to Riley Duncan and Josh Van Gorp, two of the Dutchy Award winners here at Central College. And Riley, coming back, it's softball season currently, so this stuff, these awards were also nominated off of your freshman year, but in the middle of your sophomore year here at Central, to be able to be recognized looking back on that year and now looking to try to further extend Central's run this season as well, what's kind of the mentality or the drive that this gives you to be able to further the Dutch success this season?
I think a big thing that our team preaches on is be in the moment and take it pitch by pitch. And I think that's what helped me win this award along with our team award. And so I think that's just another thing that we've carried over to this year. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but we're just going to put our heads together and once again just be in the moment and never take a pitch off this season.
And now coming back to Josh, I mean, we talk about a fifth-year senior. You came back for the chance to make these types of memories and be able to make the NCAA tournament, which you guys were able to accomplish this year for the first time in your career. You go down to Wash U and you play within 10 points of a Final Four team there in the Bears of Wash U. And just being able to make those memories along the way, especially as a fifth-year senior, what's kind of the thing that stands out to you about this past year with the Dutch basketball team?
Well, I mean, just start off, like, I knew it was going to be a little bit different of a year because, I mean, most of the guys I came here with were all leaving and that have left the last couple of years. But I knew Caleb was coming back with me, so there would at least be him and I would be here. But then it was kind of, like, uncertain from there. I mean, we knew we were going to have a lot of other guys stepping up and some returning guys that are also going to contribute a little. And it was just – the whole way, it was just so much fun. We had some ups and downs, little rough stretches here and there, but – at the end, we really just started clicking, and everything we'd been working on to get to that point just all hit. And we had some incredible games at Dubuque, which was a big one for us because we had never won there before. So winning there was maybe the best moment of the year. And then going out to Nebraska is also a tough place to play at, and winning there and just wearing them out. And then, yeah, that Wash U game was really special. That was our ultimate goal coming into the year, making the national tournament. And then going there and giving them a heck of a game.
All right, I got to ask you one final question here before I let you guys go. And you talk about that Nebraska-Wesleyan game as well. That was one against Jack Gredeke there. Came to your guys' place just a week or two before, and I know that that was a game where you were not very happy with the way you had played at that one. You went out there, and how big of a motivating factor was that to you to win that matchup, because you dominated that matchup that night?
Yeah, we've had some battles over the years. But, and I mean, at Nebraska, we've always had some battles there too, and then he's came here, and we've had some battles. But it was fun to kind of get the last laugh and win the championship at their place.
And he's another Iowa kid. That's why I had to ask it. But Riley, again, I mean, we talk about it. You guys knocked off number one Linfield last year, getting ready for the final stretch here of the season as well. What's kind of the thing you're looking forward to build on this year to, with that every pitch being ready mentality that you guys talked about earlier? What's kind of the thing that you guys feel like you need to do to help improve on last year's finish and be able to make a deep run here in the American Rivers Conference Tournament to set yourself up in the best possible place come tournament time?
I'd say just once again that be in the moment thing. I'm not looking too far ahead, and also not letting the ups of the games get too high or the lows get too low. Just kind of having a balance between that and just having trust in our teammates to get the job done.
You guys, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the awards and all the success. Looking forward to seeing, Josh, what the future holds for you, and Riley, what the future holds for the Dutch softball team. I know you've got a couple years left, but again, always fun to track our local athletes and the success they have, especially when it's right here in our community.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Riley Duncan and Josh Van Gorp, two of the Dutchie Award winners here at Central College.